Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you are an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. I am Teresa Rand, an entrepreneur, mother, grandmother, wife, and former CEO.
And I'm Jennifer Roberts, a wife, mom, and a woman who walked away from a corporate PR career to embrace entrepreneurship. Join us as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and life.
If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and to learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you.
Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other.
This is the Boss Lady Podcast.
Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. I'm Jennifer Roberts. I am half of the hosts of the Boss Lady Podcast. My colleague Teresa Rand is out today. We are back and forth and back and forth between vacations and spring break and Teresa having speaking engagements across the country. It seems like we are crossing paths in the night, just here and there and everywhere around Easter and all of the vacation and family fun times. So you get me today talking about one of my passions in the marketing and PR and communication space. Today, we are going to talk about the power of business storytelling. Storytelling is so important for businesses today in the advent of all the digital communication that is out in the world and how businesses get out there and talk about what they do, talk about who they serve, and tell stories is hugely important, whether you are an entrepreneur and doing that on your own, or whether you work in a corporate environment and there's a team of people that work on that. Every employee in a corporate environment, I feel like, needs to be a storyteller. So let me back up and kind of set the stage about what this is all about. You know, if you think about it, we all love to tell and hear great stories. It is just a part of our DNA. Talking about somebody asks you what you did on vacation, and since we're in the vacation environment, some of my colleagues and clients talk to me about, "Hey, Jen, you just got back from a cruise. What was the most fun thing you did?" And we had a really fun family story to tell about this ATV dune buggy excursion that turned into like a mud fest that went a little wrong in Honduras, right? It was a fun, great story to tell from our vacation. And people love to hear about that because they can relate to it. They understand what that means to have something maybe not go as expected on vacation, right? Or something they might learn from if they want to do a vacation or a similar type of activity or event. And that's kind of an informative entertainment type of storytelling. And we all know as storytelling as young people and reading storybooks, right? It was story hour. How many people loved story hour in kindergarten and first grade? Like, I loved that time. Kids get so excited about storytelling. And again, like I said earlier, it is literally part of our DNA that storytelling is just something as humans helps us understand things, help us to relate to things. And in the business world, storytelling is so much more than entertainment. I call it a business imperative. No matter, again, if you're working in corporate or you're running the show as an entrepreneur, there are lots of ways that you can tell an impactful story that can have an impact on your company's culture or your bottom line. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. So excited to dive into more on storytelling. It is really such an influential tool. So I want to back up for just a moment and talk about what the heck is business storytelling. It is not your financial statements. It's not, data, although data can be an important part of a business story, but it's really talking about using personal experiences to make a point, showcase a strategy, a problem, or a solution that you provide in your organization. It can be used to be personify data or get people on board with a change. If there's a change happening within the organization, using stories to talk people through that can help them get on board. Storytelling can also be a great way to build an employee culture, and it also helps to build know, like, and trust relationships with customers. So customers want to get to know you and what you do on not just a business level, but oftentimes on a personal level, and understand why you are passionate and why you are an expert in the area of your industry or whatever you do or build. I recently read a story in the Harvard Business Review exactly about storytelling and how it can be used as a change management tool. And even if you're not involved in change management going on right now, many of the points that were made in this article were really great. And I found the recommendations that they were making on how to use storytelling for change management also really valid in any kind of business storytelling that you might be doing. So I have a couple of the highlights that they mentioned in this article, and then I'm going to have a few tips for you at the end of this as well to talk about how you can apply storytelling and why you even should to your organization, your business, your team. Even if you're in a corporate environment, not writing the story for the organization, how do you tell stories to other leaders, to your team, to increase engagement? So let's talk about a variety of those things. First of all, before you even think about telling a story, we have to understand who the audience is. It is so critical. Oftentimes we get so excited in the details of the story and wanting to talk about what we're doing, we don't stop and consider what is important to the people that we're actually talking to. Telling the right story to the wrong audience can have a disastrous effect. So think about this. Have you ever texted someone the wrong message? Like autocorrect, changed a word that was intended to be, you know, funny into something that was a little inappropriate. That has definitely happened to me before. And it can get you into hot water pretty fast. So slight changes of words or getting a message to the wrong audience, for example, a text that you're sending to your husband might not be appropriate for your boss. So thinking about the audience and understanding what they want and need and are looking to you to hear and learn from is critically important. So understanding who you're talking to, identifying that audience, and what do they want from you? The second point that the article talked about was being transparent and genuine in the storytelling that you're doing. It's helpful if you can be fully transparent and tell the good parts of the story and own the bad parts as well. Highlighting the real people that are involved in the story and in the work that you're doing. And if you are the boss, that's great. Oftentimes the boss is featured in storytelling, but it is also critically important to feature the team members that do the work and honor their contributions in your storytelling as well. So making sure, while yes, we need to feature the leader and the boss who is the passionate person, maybe the visionary of what the organization is striving for, that's really important. But it's also important to highlight and feature in meaningful ways the team members that are contributing to the bottom line and the vision. So being transparent about who's doing the work and what's being done. Another feature of telling a good story is having a transformation. So stories are really boring if they don't have a turning point, right? What happens to the characters in the story and how are they transformed by engaging with you and your business or your employees? You know, every great story needs some kind of transformation that can show us the way forward. So if you're telling a story to a customer, painting the picture of what the future is going to be like for the customer could be a very important part of the story. What is the transformation that your customer needs to make? Can you tell a story about previous customers that have successfully made the transformation when they work with you? I do a lot of work in healthcare, so I give a lot of healthcare examples. A lot of my clients are in the healthcare industry. And so one of the examples, and this is a really simple example, I do a lot of work with hospitals. And so in hospitals, people come in sick and they hope to go home well. That's a transformation. How did they get from point A to point B successfully? And how did the people in that organization help them get there? Maybe there's also a mental and emotional transformation in that story as well, not just a physical from sickness to health, to feeling better, to going home. What does that mean for the individual that gets to go home well? What are they passionate about? What are they going to get to do? Those are all great parts of the story when you have a customer that's getting their transformation by the work that you provide. So how do you talk about the transformation? It can also work really well when you're talking about employee culture and motivating people and showing them the transformation of the people they get to help. When you're talking about a customer, also, what are the things that they can expect to achieve when they work with you? So having that transformation is very important. Another example of storytelling and business and transformation. I use Chick-fil-A a lot because a lot of people are very familiar with it in my examples, but they also have a very robust story that they tell very well. So a part of Chick-fil-A's story is they started at very humble beginnings, right? They started as a single small diner in a suburb outside of Atlanta in 1946. That's how Chick-fil-A began. It was a family-owned business, and it still is. And that is part of their culture and their story. Well, now that transformation, they have been so successful in what they've achieved. They are in 47 states across the United States. So we had a transformation. They were doing something right. They were growing. They were listening to their customer and providing something that the consumer wants. That is part of their story. So it can be a transformation for a customer. It might be a transformation that a team member provides. Or you could even talk about a transformation that your organization has made over time. So a couple of ways to insert that transformation piece inside your storytelling. Another thing that you want to be sure and insert and make sure your stories have as you're kind of crafting, what should I be talking about? Make sure that story has emotion. That's really the gold standard of a great story, right? Emotion is what makes stories of any kind so powerful. Make sure you're not shying away from showing emotion, even the boss showing emotion, the team members, the customers, because that is what is going to stick with people. This quote is used all the time, and I share it again, but it showcases the point of why emotion is so powerful in storytelling. People are going to forget what you said. They're going to forget what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel. And it's a quote from Maya Angelou, but it is so true. And it is what makes storytelling so powerful when there is that emotional element to it. When you're looking for, does my story have emotion? How does your customer feel? If you're talking about a transformation that your customers made or some type of service or experience that you've provided, how do they feel? And it's very fair to ask that question as you're working on pulling the pieces together for this story. How did your team member feel by being able to achieve a certain success that you might be featuring? As the boss, how did you feel when you first started out, but your business has now gone to XYZ level, right? You've achieved a certain your single store to your 47th store across the country, or in being in 47 states across the country, like Chick-fil-A. Telling that story and making sure that we understand that. And it's so important when you think about if you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, asking the questions of your customers, how did they feel before we started working together? And it's not a question that you see in a survey very often, but it's critically important to the storytelling arc of that transformation and capturing the emotion that they feel by the experience that they had with you. So understanding where they start and where they end up. We all like to capture where they end up, but sometimes we forget to ask them where they were when they started. And a lot of times they might be feeling stuck or frustrated, or we tried these things and we couldn't get to where we wanted to go until we worked with or until we bought said thing or had a certain experience. So those are the basic tips or the basic concepts of what a good business story should include as you think about trying to tell stories that the Harvard Business Review article. So just a quick recap, understanding your audience, being transparent. Don't be afraid to talk about within reason the good parts and own some of the bad. The transformation. What is that arc of your characters in your story that are changing in some way? And insert emotion. Make sure that there is an emotional component to the characters or the individuals that you're telling stories about. A couple of other things to remember, and these are my tips if you want to think about, there's two of them that I want to share that I think are critically important. What is a good story? And boy, this can be a really tough one for people to unpack. It's sometimes really hard to recognize good stories that are right in front of our face that will have an impact on our customers or our team members. And here's why. The work you do every day feels normal, maybe mundane, maybe every day, right? This is the work that you do every single day. And so it doesn't feel extraordinary or super important to you. And again, as I'll use healthcare as an example, we're literally humans save other humans' lives every day. But even in that environment, it is a struggle for the doctors and the nurses that are in those environments doing life-saving work to recognize when they are doing something impressive, because it is their every day. This is what they go into work expecting to do. And so when it's in our own business, our own industry, we think everything is not that big of a deal. And so that's where understanding our audience and what they need to hear from us is very important, so we can pick out those moments. And sometimes we need an outsider to help share with us what they see as important, so we can lift that and tell that story. It happens all the time because we are in the story, we are in the day-to-day work. It is very hard for us to pick out what is impressive to other people. So if your customers, if you have the opportunity to ask your customer, or a customer tells you, or a team member tells you that something was impressive to them, pause, take note, because it is very likely that other people might find that impressive as well. And you could be onto something. I'm going to share an example of a thing that a storytelling example that impressed me. And I use this example a lot in a variety of different marketing pieces because it is so simple and it seems so easy. And it's from a small company, not Chick-fil-A or Target or some, you know, huge brand that you're like, oh, well, of course they know how to tell a story, right? I've used this story so many times. You, if you've listened to this podcast, you've probably heard it before. But the story is, I was years ago when my kids were getting a little bit older, out of the small child age until the preteen age, we finally got to the point in life where they would allow me, our last inflatable, like the inflatables of Santa and reindeer and presents at Christmas time in the front yard, our last inflatable died. And it was a slow death. But I was like, no more inflatables. Mom wants to pick what the new yard decor is going to be for the holidays. And so I was really hot on getting a nativity scene. I wanted something classy and something nice. And so I went to the internet on a mission that I was going to find something that was going to be classic, that was easy for me to put up, because my husband does not love to put up and take down Christmas decorations. So it was something that I wanted to be able to do myself. And so I was searching online and I found this company that sells these. And pardon me, they had a short YouTube video. It was probably, there were two YouTube videos, and each one was probably 2.5 minutes long. One was even shorter. One was maybe a minute. The first one that I saw was a video of how to put their nativity seats set together. And they used a young woman who could have been probably in her 20s with one tool, put this thing together. So go from flat to assembled in like a short video. Now it took more, they speed up the video, so it took a little bit more time, but you get the point. Like, it was very simple. She was in a yard with a tool putting it together. I was like, this is exactly what I need to see. This is telling me a story about your product and how simple it is to assemble and disassemble and store. Two, the second video they showed was their company story. And their company story was basically that they were a marine grade accessory builder. So if you think boats, these are the cabinets and some of the, you know, drawers and things that you would see on boats, like the white marine grade plastic. They made that for boats. And so they told the story that around the Christmas season, every year, they would have to lay off a majority of their staff because no one was buying boats in December. And so they literally shut down operations, and someone on their team had seen something or had an idea that they were going to change products, and they not their whole product line, but during the month of December, they shifted gears and they decided to make marine grade cutout nativity sets. And these were going to be great for the snow and the rain. They would last for a very long time because of the plastic material. And so this would give them some. So they reconfigured their machines that cut out drawers and cabinets and whatever for boats, and made nativity set cutouts and made these sets and sold them across the country. And now this is what their business is the majority of the year, because they were so successful at that. So, and they told me a little bit about where they lived, where they were located, which happened to be like 45 minutes from my house. So in seeing these two videos, my search was over. I was done. They told me a nice story about how I was going to be helping their team members have a job in December. This was local in my community, and it was the exact product that I wanted and needed. I don't even know if I looked at the price. I just pulled out a credit card and I bought it because I was their ideal client. They made videos. They told a story that was very impactful to me and helped to sell their product. And I doubt I was the only one, right? So what is a good story? Don't overthink it. It might be far more simple than you think it is. It doesn't have to be, we sold 10,000 units, or we achieved some great big milestone. Yes, of course, that is a story, but it doesn't have to be that complicated. Talk to your customers, talk to your team members, talk to an outsider about what impresses them about what you do. And those are likely great stories to tell. Okay, so what is a great story? Also, think about visuals. So in that example that I just gave, video spoke a million words instead of just words, right? It was so much better. Those stories were so much better being told with video instead of just copy. Consumers love that. Think about visuals. How can you incorporate photos or videos instead of words? People's attention span are so short. Is there a way to tell that story with visuals instead of words? Could you give a behind the scenes look at what you do that might be interesting? That's kind of exactly what the videos were that I watched with the nativity scene business. Can you show how the product is made? That was part of it as well. Can you talk about why you entered this field? Is there some backstory in your past that makes you the perfect person that your customer wants to work with? Can you show your customers how to use the product or service that you offer? How can you inspire them? Those are all great potential stories. And sometimes it just might be you talking, and that's okay too. But when you get an opportunity to show or tell with pictures instead of words, or in addition to a few words, that can also make a very impactful story. Okay. And final couple of tips here. Where do you tell the story? Once you've got an idea of what's going to be impactful and important, heck, you need to tell it everywhere. Here's my rule of thumb. If you are sick of hearing your story, or you think that it's been overused, you are likely on the right track for sharing it, possibly enough. People need to hear it. Consumers need to hear things many times and in many ways. So tell that story everywhere. Maybe there's a version for social media. Maybe you share part of this story in meetings, in presentations, in sales calls. You could share your story in email, in handouts, on your website. Anywhere your audience or the people you are talking to get information about you, that is a great place to tell your story. Again, if you think that you are sick and tired of your story, you might be telling it enough. All right, so let's wrap this up about storytelling. The big action items I would share with you, the takeaways: understand your audience, do some research, understand, ask questions, understand the audience before you jump in and decide, here are the stories we're going to tell. Make sure that it's a story that they are going to benefit from and they want to hear about. Make sure your stories include emotions. So important to making your stories memorable. And then finally, repeat that story everywhere. If you are sick of it, you might be sharing it enough. I thank you so much for taking a few moments to listen about storytelling. I hope there is some aspect of my tips and the article that I shared that might be helpful for you as you think about what in the world do I have to say about my organization or to my team or to my customer. All of the above, storytelling is a great way to make a point and make it memorable. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about our Boss Lady community. We are in the process of taking our local Boss Lady movement global, and we're sharing that through this podcast. If you would like to be a part of this dynamic community of women who are reaching for more in business, you can do that online. We have offered a brand new type of membership in our Boss Lady community. It is a virtual community, so you can get the engagement, the community, the excitement, the education, all of that virtually anywhere that you live, for just $20 a month. So you too can join us as part of this community. You can be part of a small group, a small mastermind. You get educational opportunities. You get encouragement from our community, and you get all the great discounts on anything that we offer Boss Ladies. So I would invite you to check out laddernetwork.org for more details on our Boss Lady virtual community. We would love to have you join us. All right. So thank you so much for listening about storytelling and ways that you can incorporate business storytelling in your organization or in your business. And as we always end the podcast, I would love to remind you to take time this week to embrace, empower, and educate each other. Have a great week.